This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the European Council on Thursday, urging member states to help Ukraine further in withstanding Russian aggression. President Zelensky said the upcoming 6 months will be crucial in its conflict with Russia and that the strong external support will play a decisive role. He said, "I ask each of the 27 countries of the European Union to decide what specifically you can do to increase the supply of air defense and missile defense systems. This also applies to modern tanks. There's no rational reason," he said, "why Ukraine should not receive them now. I'm asking you to show leadership." The president said all of this action will directly save millions of lives. In addition, Zelensky urged European countries to maintain the energy supply to Ukraine. Ukraine and Russian shelling killed two people on Thursday in the southern city of Kherson, while Russian-installed officials reported Ukrainian attacks in the eastern city of Donetsk. The deputy head of President Zelensky's office posted on Telegram that the Russian strikes hit the regional administration building in Kherson. In Donetsk, the Russian-appointed mayor said overnight shelling amounted to some of the biggest attacks there in years. In Peru, the government announced a nationwide 30-day state of emergency on Wednesday in response to protests sparked by the ouster of President Pedro Castillo. Castillo has been charged with rebellion and conspiracy. Argentina's monthly inflation rate stood at 4.9% in November, this according to data from Index Statistics Agency released on Thursday, while inflation in the 12 months through November hit 92.4% as surging consumer prices sapped wages and savings.